Whenever we hear sounds, we are changed. We are no longer the same after having heard certain sounds. And this is the more the case when we hear organized sounds, organized by another human being, music. In about 1950, it was no longer self-understood that a sound is a sound. Because the idea to compose the sounds themselves came up as a result, we might say, of the historical development, the school of Vienna, of the Viennese composers, had reduced the musical objects, the theme, the motive, to entities of only two sounds, intervals. Webern in particular, Anton von Webern. And when I started to compose music, I certainly was a child of the spirit of the first half of the century. Continuing and widening what the composers of the first half had prepared. And it took a little step to have the idea to compose a single sound, to synthesize a sound. I should immediately say that it was a second thought, because I started analyzing all sorts of sounds. I recorded sounds in the Musée de l'Homme in Paris, where you can find all the exotic instruments. Instruments of wood, of stone, the lithophone, of metal, of all different cultures, and of all the different historical periods. But I also analyzed sounds which I recorded be available as the most simple sound wave, for example, sine wave generators, which were used for measurement. And I started very primitively to synthesize individual sounds by superimposing sine waves in harmonic spectrums in order to make etc. all the vowels. And then I found one by one generators which produce what we call the white noise, comparable to the white color, and which you can filter with electric filter in order to produce colored noise. Then it comes very close to certain water noises. There you are. It started very primitively to synthesize the sound. What is important is that I tried more and more, like many others did them in French studios. That's where I began to study these things 23 years. In the group so-called Musique Concrète, they recorded sounds and transformed them with electric devices. For example, speed-up sounds. Everybody who has got a record player knows how to speed up or speed down music just by changing the speed. Well, this is very important that we can, since the late 40s of this century, change the speed of a tape recorder continuously, not just discontinuously.